Good evening. I think we're live. Have you ever been lost? Do you know what the feeling's like to be lost, or you don't know how to get to where you're going to go? You know, that's why we have GPSs. That's why we have these little cell phones. And, you know, even if you're in a big city, you can punch a cell phone and have this little guy walking, and they'll tell you exactly what streets to get to where you want to go. Pretty neat. If you've never been lost or didn't know how to get to where you wanted to go, it's not a very good feeling. Now, after I tell you what I'm about to say, I'll probably get in trouble for this. But anyway, about 3 weeks ago, we were in Lisbon, Portugal. Found out a lot of people there don't know how to speak English. There is a tram, number 28, that somebody wanted to ride. And we were trying to get back to where we need to get on the ship so we wouldn't miss that, and we have plenty of time. I'll make this quick. So we get on this, and we realize it's rush hour traffic, and we don't know where we're going. And I can see the ship at the bottom of the hill, but we don't go there. The driver doesn't speak English. We ride that thing till the end of the line, and it's dark. We get off, and it's 6. We wait 45 minutes, and no other tram. And then we meet these three exchange students, and they can speak, and they tell us, follow them. Well, we got on the next tram that came through, and it was so crowded, we lost them on the tram, and we're on our own. There was one American got on, and he was lost. He lost his party. He'd been lost all day and couldn't find them. I can't make this up. Being lost is bad. He was nervous. So we ride together. We don't know where we're going, but here's three of us, and nobody speaks English but us. And so, believe it or not, two stops later, his party gets on right there, and he is so thrilled. And they didn't know what they were doing, but they found this little Brazilian guy, and he could speak English. So I grabbed him. He said, follow me. So when we stopped, we got off. Anyway, the long story is, if you're lost, it's not a very good feeling. Now, in our Christian life, in our religious world, there's a lot of paths out there that you can take. It can get you lost. So what is your GPS when it comes to religion? Well, it's God's Word, the Bible. That's the only thing we have to go on. It's not something else somebody's written, but it's God's Word. And when we read that, we read in Matthew 18:11, it says, for the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. That's why Christ came, to save the lost. Now, I know tonight, a lot of people, most people in here, obviously are Christians. It's Wednesday night, we're in Bible study, and that's great. But there's a lot of people right outside our door that are lost. And we need to reach them. And if we reach them, what do we tell them? Well, we have to tell them what's in here. So the next question is, what is in here? Well, the big thing that's in here is the plan of salvation. And then how to live after you fulfill that plan of salvation, what you have to do. We know if we read in Romans 10:17, it says, so in faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Again, if you read that verse, hearing by the word of God, if you're not reading God's word, you're lost. And you've got to tell people that. So what's the next step? Well, after we hear, we have to believe. What do we have to believe? There's a lot of things out there that can tell you what you have to believe. But the Bible says you have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the confession the Ethiopian eunuch made in Acts 8:37. So after you hear, after you believe, what do you have to do? Is that it? No. You have to confess. You have to repent. I'm lost. I'm getting the cart before the horse here. You have to hear, believe, and repent. And we know that because Peter told them that on the day of Pentecost. when he said in Acts 2:38, you know, repent and be baptized, every one of you. That's about as clear as you can get. So you got to hear, you got to believe, you got to repent, and you got to confess. Romans 10:9-10 tells us that, confession made with the mouth. But that still doesn't get you into Christ. There's one more step, and that step is baptism. And we frequently quote and refer to Mark 16:16, where it says, you know, believe and is baptized shall be saved. Baptism is necessary. And then we go on to read Revelation 2:10. It says we have to live faithful unto death. We don't want to be lost. We don't want anybody else to be lost. Being lost is no fun. It was no fun for us. That it turned in as a joke, but as time went on and we realized we were lost, we got a little concerned. In your religious world, look back on your salvation, how you got to where you are. At one point, did you not get concerned? You got concerned enough to turn to this. That's what we got to try to get everybody else to do. Tonight, the emphasis has been on lost. And if we know someone is lost, we got to help them. Somebody probably helped us. I know they did me. Probably did you. So tonight, if you have not completed the steps, hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, and got into Christ, you have the opportunity to do so. And if you have done that, and you have fallen away, for various reasons, it could be for various reasons, you have the opportunity to correct that and get back on the right path and not be lost. So tonight, if you fall in these two categories, please come forth as Mark leads us in singing.
Be as a bird to your mountain, thou who art weary of sin. Go to the clear flowing fountain, where you may wash and be clean. Fly, for the avenger is near thee. Call, and the Father will hear thee. He on his bosom will bear thee, O thou who art weary of sin, O thou who art weary of sin. He will protect thee forever, wipe every falling tear. He will forsake thee, O never, sheltered so tenderly there. Haste then, the hours are flying, spend not the moments in sighing. Cease from your sorrow and crying. The Savior will wipe every tear. The Savior will wipe every tear.
You're now dismissed to your classes.